Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you doing today?
Hey, Ryan. I am. And how are you?
I'm full of reckless faith in its cousin stupidity. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not. I am present and here right now to ask you about reckless faith and its cousin stupidity being Jesus part 16.
And what did you see in that particular article that prompted you to call me?
I see a scathing attack on the religion called Christianity.
Ooh, all right.
And Judaism. But I guess it's not your attack. I mean, the story of the seven sons of Sceva was, it is what it is, right?
Well, I'd like to think that. All I'm doing is being a journalist.
So as a journalist, would you say that Christianity is a reckless use of faith that closely aligns itself with its cousin stupidity?
No, I wouldn't say that.
That's kind of what it suggests here.
Well, yeah, it does, but I want you to stop and think that for a second that reckless faith is better than no faith.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. You just let all those nice Christians off the hook.
No. Because none of them the preponderance of the group as a whole, Mr. Bruce, exercises no faith whatsoever.
Oh, I beg to differ. I think that there are people within the class of people called Christians that exercise faith very well and quite frequently. As a matter of fact, I had a discussion with a friend of mine about your article about using the name of Jesus, and he says, you know, it's funny because I'm part of my prayer group at church, and we were asked to pray about a particular person, and I just got this real strong gut check about this person not wanting that prayer and they didn't want the result of the prayer, and so I thought instead I'd pray about what the will of God was in this matter. I was pretty impressed with
that. I am too. I love it. Would more only do it?
Yeah.
What I said, let me so that there's... You make this usual defense. You come up with one church that's an exception to the mass of churches out there. And so I make my attack general, and I said the preponderance. I didn't say everybody. You know, of course there are Christians who exercise faith.
Okay. I guess I couldn't let you off the hook if you're going to say it that way.
Well, it's true, but, I'm trying to get attention, just like John the Baptist, like Amos, like... even Jeremiah tried to get people's attention, How about Isaiah? You're there aren't any righteous. You're filthy rags. That's what your righteousness is like. Well, the faith that most of Christianity exercises is going back to bull droppings.
Okay, so I have one question for you. Let's just follow your logic of using the name of Jesus in vain. And what I'm going to refer to that is prayers in a particular direction that go blah, 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 in Jesus' name, amen. So that's the frame of reference I'm talking about. Now, my question to you is do you think that if a lot of Christians are praying in a particular direction or using the name of Jesus in that direction, and they come into an area that it's not necessarily in their best interest, that they're going to end up getting beat up and their clothes ripped off by some spirit who doesn't take kindly to somebody wandering around and just throwing the name of Jesus around in his backyard?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that's a possibility.
So in reality, this article is probably a very strong warning from the way I'm looking at it, a very strong warning to many Christians who just benignly add the name of Jesus on the end of any prayer, whether it be for food or... I'll give you an example. Go to a restaurant and a group of Christians are are sitting there and they gather around and somebody says, oh, well, let's bless the food. And so he prays and he goes, oh, blah, 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 in Jesus' name. And 9 out of 10 of them walk away with food poisoning. And nobody stops to ask, wait a second, didn't we have that food blessed in the name of Jesus? Nobody stops to question that. They immediately go to, oh, that's an awful restaurant, I'll never eat there again. And yet, very clearly, I'm pretty sure it says somewhere in the Bible that you could take up poison and it will do you no harm.
Yeah, that was certainly one of the things in the last chapter of Mark, which I'm not too sure that isn't why somebody took it out and said it was mistranslated or something.
Yeah, well, because heaven forbid that you actually question the way you pray.
Well, yeah, or heaven forbid that you actually question sitting there listening to drool and dribble coming from behind the pulpit and think that that is somehow being in any way compliant to what Jesus said we'd be and do if we believe.
Right. And so those Christians who would like to not get beat up by spirits any longer should start practicing using the name of Jesus Christ in proper authority, power, and presence. Would you agree to that?
Yeah. So then that begs, well, how do you acquire that?
Well, come on. It says down here at the bottom, we have to know what the will of our spirit parent is before we carry it out in that presence and power. Nothing else will do, is what you say. I mean, it's right there in black and white.
You know, one of my most favorite stories of something is the time when I was speaking to a group of college students, and I probably have shared this in a podcast before, I don't know, but anyway, I said, you know, why are we here? And well, I had faxed over a kind of a sheet to tell the professor of the class that I'd like him to make copies of it and to share it with the group and be prepared to discuss it. Well, usually in past semesters that I had gone there to share with that group, and we're usually third-year college students in a humanities class, there was 12 to 15 students. This time there was 50. And man, there was one of them that was loaded for bear. She was a gal, and I said, why are we here? And she says, well, what I want to know, and she's shaking this copy that the professor had made for her, how you pray any differently than I pray. I mean, what is it that you have to tell us about praying? And, you know, it was said that hostile. So I'd sit there and I'd say, okay, Daddy, now what? And Daddy told me now what, and it scared the dickens out of me. And so I said, wow, I gotta tell her that? And here's what I told her and the class at large. The difference between how you and I pray is when I pray, I know that I'm going to get a result. I know that what I am praying for is going to come into being, and you don't know. Well, if you thought she was hostile at first, whoo, from there she really got hostile. And I wanted to tell Daddy, see, look what you did to me. You know? But that's the truth. And the answer to that is, and some of them got that answer today, she walked out, she stormed out of the class and slammed the door, but some of them got the answer to that. And the answer is, you alluded to it about this friend of yours. And the answer is, I never pray for anything unless I know it is the will of God. Now, let me say something there. As you know, if somebody asked me to pray for their healing, I almost never pray for their healing. That doesn't mean I don't believe it's God's will to heal them, because I know Are we getting this clear, folks who are listening? I know it is God's will to heal you and anybody else. I don't care what you've got. It's God's will to heal you, and He will heal you if you open yourself up to being healed. But He will not, if you've got some kind of a conflict or another, in other words, you don't want to be healed because healing is benefiting you in some way, whether you're conscious of it or not, and usually that's where we start, is getting you conscious that you have a conflict and you don't really want to be healed. What are you asking me to pray for you for? Ridiculous. There. Did I carry things too far per usual?
No, I'm in total agreement with you. I got a call the other day from somebody saying, well, a mutual friend of ours has got cancer, and make sure you put him on your prayer list. And I said, well, I've already prayed, but it's not for healing. I pray that they hear and obey the voice of God in regards to their healing. That's it. What do you mean you're not going to pray for their healing? I said, well, how do I know that they actually want to be healed? And the person got quite defensive and angry at me when I said that. So I tend to just drop it when I hear people get defensive. And they come up with their standard arguments. Well, it's God's will that everyone be healed. And yeah, okay, well then why isn't he healed?
Exactly.
Well, because if it's God's will, then whose will is it that's blocking the healing? And well, that ended the conversation very quickly. I don't think I'm going to hear from that person again. Which is too bad, because they're a nice person. I don't know if they'll be listening to this podcast either. But, hey, you know what? Valuable. Very valuable things here. Praying, using the name of Jesus, power and authority, and what happens if you use it loosely. Fantastic article. Short, sweet, and to the point. Thank you so much.
Are you telling me this is it? I don't get to go on about anything?
Blah, 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 in Jesus' name.
Okay, well, I guess then I'll give you my usual sign-off. Thanks for calling, Ryan.
My pleasure, Brad. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.